This is the 3rd of July, 1968. Right now I'm in the barracks. I'm not doing much. I just got in from work. There's some guys downstairs right now. They're just having a party. I just got back up here. They swept 50 pounds from C-130 came in today. Nobody was around, so they just swiped it. Well, I've never have given a tape before, and I don't know how it sound. I'm not going to run it over because I don't want to hear myself. So I'll just send it off as soon as I get through. Well, I'd like to know how the family's doing back home. Everybody's been doing, like you wrote me in the last letter, Mother. You said that everybody's moving away. I guess when I get back, nobody will be around to see me at the airport, but I hope they are. Hope Dale's doing all right. Hope she likes him in Corpus. Take the kids with her and everything, because I think that's what they need. Just everybody get, Dale's family needs to be together most of the time, and that might help them out. And how's Petsy and the kids doing? Have they had much trouble, or are they coming along all right? Hope they are. As Connie, I hear Connie has gone to Oregon with Ral and the kids. Did all of Ral's kids go, or just some of them stay for school or anything? I'd like to know that. And has Connie said anything about Linda and Willie and the kids? See how they're doing? They must be having a lot of fun now. Well, really, I don't have nothing to say. Like I said, I'm just going to tape to let you know what I'm doing here. As usual, the work has been real bad, real heavy. We've been flying some missions. Not too bad, but not as bad as they say. You hear about it once in a while in the papers. I heard the news about Kennedy, and it seems everybody over here had it pretty bad. But everybody's just about gotten over it now. Everything's happening while we're away, but I hope everything gets all right. The news really hits it here, I don't know. Well, here I am again. I stopped it for a little bit because I had to think what I was going to say. Mandy, you said he was going back to summer school in fall. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I hope he keeps me informed on the Tech games, because I've got the poster right here on my locker. Man, I sure am going to, we get the newspaper here, it's all over the East, it's called the Stars and Stripes, you might have heard of it once in a while. It's not much, but it gives some of the local news, in the States, all the news around, so I don't know. It's all right for us, as they say here. And Smiley, he wrote me, and I was glad to get a letter from him. I hope he gets to work and gets some money to go to school, and better stay in, because I've flown a couple of times here, a few times. Gone in the interior where all the Army and Marine guys are fighting, and he better stay in school because those guys really have it rough. I'm not going to give you the bad parts of the war because I've had my part in it already. Like they say, it's real bad over here in the interior. We got it easy. Once in a while we get a few mortars, rockets, nothing to say much. The other day, I wrote you, and I told you that the flight line, the F-100's got it. They lost about two planes over here, but we're on the other side of the runway. We didn't get much. So happens I was just in the bunker at that time. We were just running around, so everybody's yelling at us to get in the bunker. But other than that, we're all right. Really, it's right here in Phan Rang. It's just like being in the States. The 101st Airborne Division just moved out, so it's just left us and the security police here, and the Australians and the Koreans. They're still good old guys. Talk to them once in a while. I've been to town a few times. Nothing much. Dirty people, I guess. They're not, you know, as clean as they are in the States. But for them, I guess that's their life, and that's the way. We can't do nothing about it. Some people want to fight for the country. These people, I don't know. They don't care what they do. And Well, my work here isn't real bad. I've been fueling up airplanes, fixing them, trying to fix them as best I could. Sometimes in a while we get a few dead bodies in the plane. Not too bad, but we have to take them out and put them in this special truck to come fix them up. These are usually Marines or Army guys that ship them out back to the States. Danny Lara's over here now. He's near Saigon. I'm trying to get a flight down there so I can go see him. I've been trying to hear from that guy in a long time, the crazy guy. He wrote me and let me know about his nephew. He got killed. He said it was right near the house there, so I guess you must have heard about it. Well, I knew Paul real well. Mandy and Smiley knew him too, so I hope y'all had a real... So I hope y'all paid y'all's respect to the Lars, because I know Paul Sr. really took it real bad. Augie, I don't know how he's taking it. I hadn't heard from him in a long time. Edward, I think he's planning to get married. I don't know when. Oh yeah, Danny wrote me. Him and Diane are going to get married as soon as he gets back. And that guy better make it back, I tell you. As for me and Loopy, we're writing regularly. Like I told you, we're planning to get married. I've got a ring here and everything. I don't know when I'm going to get married. Just, I guess, a couple of months or 3 months when I get back in the States. I put in for my assignment, and I hope I'll put in for Randolph and Kelly in San Antonio. That's where I want to be. So it'll be close to Loopy right there in Monterey. My assignment comes out about 120 days before I leave, and I hope I get it because I really want it real bad. Hope they don't stick me up in North Dakota, somewhere like that, where I can't see her. And I do plan to go see her on leave. I'll get 30 days when I leave here, and I'll stay home, and I will go see her in Monterey. Or she thinks she wants to come and meet me up in Lubbock, but I don't guess it'll work out too good that way. While I'm talking here, if this tape runs out, you can hear me on the other side. Just turn the tape around and just flip it over, and you can hear me on the other side again. It's that kind of tape you can play on both sides, and I hope Smiley's tape, you're picking up this pretty good, because, you know, it's, and by the way, y'all can tape on this tape, erase it, and send it back to me. I've got another label inside the little box I sent. Just take the one I sent off, and just stick this one back on it, and send it back to me. Just talk on it. I want everybody's voice on it, you know, everybody, it's a home, and give them a little old Herc, the bark bark for me. I guess nothing's happened to him because you hadn't said nothing about it. I hope he's still living. Poor dog, he must be real old by now. Well, I just had a drink of Coke and I just came in from downstairs again. I guess those steaks are pretty good. Down from Cameron, that's where they get the